You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Orioles set to open up a series against the Nationals tonight, 7:05 first pitch. That means Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken take over at 6 live from Pickles Pub. And joining us now, you know her, you love her. She's the prop queen. She is Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, one of your best bets for tonight is in this Orioles-Nats game, right?
I do like for Mackenzie Gore to go over his strikeout prop tonight. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm sorry that in Baltimore things aren't as crazy as they are about to be in New York in the next 4 hours. But anyway, back to Baltimore, at least where you guys have a crazy game between two rivals like we do here in New York with the Yankees and Mets. The Orioles face Mackenzie Gore, who is a big strikeout pitcher. Now, his strikeout prop is 6.5. He already had 8 against Baltimore earlier this year. He's gone over Gore in 6 of 7 games this season when facing a high K-rate team. I am a bit worried for Gore staying in long enough because the line's moved, guys, about, 22 cents in favor of the Orioles overnight. So it looks like this second series around that the O's could win this game, but they are striking out a lot against lefties. 10 of the 12 southpaws to face the Orioles have gone over their strikeout prop, averaging close to 7 strikeouts a start. That's one of the highest in Major League Baseball. So when you get a lefty against Baltimore, it's best to take overs on their strikeout props.
Former friend of Baltimore, Corbin Burns, O's rented him for a year, then made a fake offer pretending to keep him. He gets to face the hapless Rockies at home tonight. Burns has been better after a slow start. I am on the D-backs because, well, Colorado is 3-13 on the run line in the division and 6-16 on the run line on the road. Are you backing Mr. Burns and the Snakes here?
I like his over 6.5 strikeouts. You guys don't sound bitter at all for losing him.
Not at all.
Burns has done, he's only really faced one high K-rate team this season. Burns faced the Yankees. His first start of the year had 8 strikeouts in 4 1/3. In his other 6 starts this year, Burns hasn't faced another team that strikes out a lot. In fact, every team he's faced is more on the low K-rate side. So you're getting a decent number on Burns at 6.5 against the bad Rockies team. Burns is at home. He should own the Rockies, stay in the game long enough. Plus, the Rockies are averaging just under 6 strikeouts a game against righty starters, with 17 going over and 13 going under their strikeout prop. So you're getting more to the over. And you would say, oh, that makes a lot of sense. It's the Rockies. They stink. But usually on bad teams, you're more at 500 with these strikeout props because the books know they're a bad team and they strike out a lot. Mm-hmm. It's no surprise. So the fact that you're getting a decent majority of righties going over their strikeout props still says that these books are still not booking the number high enough against the Rockies.
Ariel, let's finish in the NBA, and it's been a really fun NBA playoffs. Knicks looking to close out the Celtics, advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. What are your plays in this one?
My first play is that I am going to a bar for the second straight Knicks game. I was there on Wednesday. It was a waste. So hopefully today's better. Going to Midtown. It's going to be a ton of fun down in Midtown tonight. Nice. So hopefully things are fun. But I would go with Jaylen Brown under his points prop. It's too high at 25.5. I know that the book is accounting for Jason Tatum, their all-star small forward being out. But the problem is Jaylen Brown has had bad numbers against the Knicks in Madison Square Garden this year. He's done well in Boston, but not as well in New York. In the regular season, Brown had 12-6 points. Even at MSG in the playoffs this year, he's gone over his points. He's gone under his points prop, Brown, in both MSG games of this series. So I think 25.5 is just too high. I'd rather take Derek White than Jaylen Brown on the road. When it comes to the Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns, he's had some big home games against the Celtics, 21, 23, 34, then one bad game on February 2nd with 9 points. But ever since February 2nd, he's put up at least 21 points, and Cat's point prop is just 20.5. So with a 20.5 point prop and going over it in all the last three games, I'll take Cat over points.
I don't know how often you go to Midtown, and most New Yorkers don't, but I
never
lived in Midtown basically every weekend for 10 years in the NFL season. If you have not been to MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, I would highly suggest it. And I believe they've got a Basquiat exhibit going on that I actually am probably going to jump on a train and go up and see at some point this summer. But I cannot recommend it highly enough.
No, the MoMA's awesome. It's just not probably my destination for tonight.
Yeah, right.
I'm just thinking before the game.
Not a good Knicks.
No, but I'm saying you go
experience.
See some art and then you go drink some beers and watch some basketball.
I don't know if that's the vibe.
I have a feeling that I'm gonna be consuming some adult beverages
sure.
at a bar with a lot of Knicks and Yankees and Mets fans who are extremely torn as to where to go. So they decided to just go be a degenerate at the bar instead.
There you go, Ariel. It sounds like
enjoy.
A better night, Ariel. Where can the people find all your stuff?
Prop Queen Sports on YouTube, thepropqueen.com. Subscribe to the newsletter today. I'll be live 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time on weekdays on the Prop Queen Sports YouTube page. So check it out.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thanks as always. We'll talk next week and have fun tonight.
Have a great weekend.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
What do you got, Ben?
I got two NBA plays and an MLB play. I actually do like Jaylen Brown over tonight. I like him over his points and rebounds at 33.5 at minus 108. He's over in both games without Tatum in the playoffs. 36-10 against the Magic in game two of that series, and then 26-8 last game against the Knicks. Tough road environment, and Ariel just kind of talked about it. He has struggled, but Tatum played in those games on the road. This team's on the ropes. Brown is going to have to find it. Derek White's been incredible. He shot the ball really well. Tibbs, I think, is going to make some adjustments. They're going to force White to put the ball on the floor a little bit more. But Jaylen Brown, I do think, goes over this tonight. The next play is Jalen Brunson over 29.5 points at minus 120. He's over this in just one game this series, but he's coming off a tough showing and dealt with some foul trouble. New York can't allow this to go back to Boston. Brunson's a big-time player. He has been awesome all playoffs, really, even though he hasn't gone over this enough. Against the Pistons, he went over it in all but one game. And then my last play is in the MLB. Juan Soto over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 115. It's a return to the Bronx for Soto. Faces a tough Rodon, but lefties are slugging more against Rodon this year. Soto saw him a bunch last year during live ABs, of course, during spring training, during the regular season and off days. He's seen Rodon enough. And for Soto this year, slash line, 353, 489, 500 against left-handed pitching. Way better against lefties than he is against righties, so I like Soto to go over that against his former team tonight.
Ben, where can people find your winning plays?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. We're killing the MLB. The NBA, yes. We're struggling a little bit, unfortunately.
Fine.
I think we'll turn it around.
You do?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And we have a stream, as always,
nice. Tomorrow,
Saturday. We will be live at BH Journalist on Twitter. You can find those streams.
Love it, love it. We are not loving.
Knicks Moneyline. You still find it at minus 133.
I might place that bet right
Knicks
now. I'll ride
money
with
line
you.
Tonight. Plus 18.1 net rating in the fourth quarter. But way Ben said it, Brunson will be on. He's not going to be in foul trouble tonight. Season's on the line. The whole game will be money time. And if it's close and late, that's when the Knicks dominate. Knicks money line. OKC -4.5 first half. OKC -4.5 first half on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. And Gordon... Watch Gordon. He pulled his hamstring
at the end.
And like there's no way he plays. I mean, he's a dog, but
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just don't see him playing.
410-583-1057. We're taking the temperature of Orioles fans right now. What should the Orioles change today, right now? 410-583-1057. Some people may say maybe you should drop Adley Rutschman in the lineup. Well, the lineup is out. Where is Adley on it?
Soul searching?
We will give it to you on the other side, and we will also...
You got to have a soul, Bone, if you're going to soul search.
We will also take your calls on the O's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.